At the Howard County Jail in Kokomo, Assistant Jail Commander Robin Byers is making plans to tear down the jail's indoor basketball court.
This is the rec area that we're going to convert. We're going to take down the basketball goal, obviously, and we're going to put a TV up on the ledge.
Jail officials are going to replace the basketball court with a dorm to give the jail more beds. Byers says it's not so much that the jail needs more space, but she says they need the renovation to make room for one particular group of prisoners.
This is our female housing unit, and this holds 48.
The female block is packed with women wearing jail uniforms.
So it's a lot of females in there.
The area can hold 48 people, but today there are 62 female inmates. And Byers says the daily female population has been hovering close to 70 for the past year. More than half of the women here are locked up because of drug-related charges, everything from possession of a drug to dealing it. But nearly everyone here is struggling with addiction issues, whether or not that's the reason they were arrested. Take Karen Fisher's story.
I lost 462 days of my life to the Howard County Jail because of it. Won't ever get that back.
Fisher got addicted to a drug.
In my instance, I was put on Xanax by my doctor.
The drug was supposed to help her deal with her painful home life and a past of abusive relationships. And then things got even more stressful.
My mom died, who had been taking care of my grandmother.
Meaning Fisher was suddenly in charge of her elderly grandmother and her finances.
I shouldn't have been over my own finances, let alone hers. At the end of the 2 years when they did see where the finances were, couldn't account for them. I got a theft charge, a C felony.
After more than a year behind bars, Fisher was released. She says stories like hers, where drugs played a role, were common among other women she met during her stay at Howard County. Reba Harris runs the Gilead House, an addiction treatment center down the street from the Howard County Jail. Harris and her staff go to the jail each week to help women with substance abuse treatment. She says the problem isn't necessarily that more women are doing drugs. It's that more women are being caught for minor drug offenses.
Prescription addiction years ago was pass a few pills and things of that nature back when in 80 and 85. But today, if you have two pills on you, you're possession. You have a possession charge. So what happened with this generation? I think they got caught up in the law changing.
Making things with stiffer penalties doesn't necessarily mean that people are going to do less crime.
That's Mark Stoner, a Marion County criminal court judge.
If that were the case, given Indiana's harsh penalty provisions, you would expect that we would have amongst the lowest crime rates and the lowest recidivism rates. And that just simply hasn't turned out to be true.
Stoner says some of Indiana's strictest policies date back to an era when proposing tough-on-crime legislation was popular among lawmakers. Some of those laws outline mandatory sentences for certain drug offenses. And Stoner says that means the punishment judges are required to give doesn't always fit the severity of the crime. That's something state lawmakers and even Governor Mitch Daniels are starting to realize.
We are currently housing 7,000, 7,000 or 8,000 more inmates than we were just 5 years ago.
That was Daniels last year at a press conference about a Pew Research Center study on the state of Indiana's criminal justice system. Indiana doesn't have the largest prison count in the U.S., but it incarcerates a larger percentage of its population per capita than any other state. The Pew study says that has a lot to do with Indiana's one-size-fits-all theft and drug penalties. Stoner says when it comes to applying the laws in the thick Indiana criminal code book that sits on his desk, gender isn't part of the consideration. But 25% to 30% of women sentenced to Indiana prisons in 2011 had committed drug offenses, meaning those policies seem to have hit women and their families particularly hard. For WFIU News, I'm Julie Raw.